Thank you and good morning. On Sunday, sheriff's deputies received a tip from the victim of a residential burglary on Letts Lane in McKinleyville in early February that stolen items, including stolen handguns, were in the possession of a man wanted on three warrants. Acting on that information, deputies went to a residence on Central Avenue in McKinleyville, a house in which Dawson Lee Patrick rented a room. Deputies were allowed inside and were given permission to search, and as they searched Dawson's room, they noticed he had a computer surveillance camera set up to cover the driveway to allow him to see who arrived, including the deputies. Patrick was found hiding in a cabinet, and a search of the room turned up stolen handguns, ammunition, magazines, and jewelry. Patrick was arrested and booked on numerous charges, including burglary and outstanding warrants. The items had been stolen from a pickup truck that was parked outside a home, including a gun safe containing numerous weapons and valuables. Eureka police are investigating an alleged assault with a deadly weapon incident that occurred at a motel in the 1900 block of Broadway in Eureka on Monday. The victim reported he had allowed a second man to stay in the room overnight, and when asked to leave in the morning, the suspect attacked the victim, hitting him in the head with a crowbar and injuring the man. The suspect is described as an adult white male in his 20s, 5'7", with a thin build, who was carrying a green drawstring bag and wearing a purple hoodie. He was in the company of a woman known only as Amber, who also had two small dogs and who was considered a witness. Methamphetamine abuse and addiction have taken center stage in Humboldt County, and at today's Board of Supervisors meeting, the board will hear a presentation from Mike Goldsby of Health and Human Services regarding ongoing county programs that address those issues. Substance abuse, including alcohol and opiates, remains a concern, and the supervisors will be able to ask questions of public health and mental health officials following the presentation to get a better grasp of how the county handles substance abuse problems. A disturbance call that prompted a response from a sheriff's deputy ended up with two men with life-threatening injuries and an investigation by the CHP. On Saturday, a deputy was called out to a rural property at the east end of Bald Hills Road. As the deputy was arriving on scene, he saw a motorcycle ridden by 48-year-old Hooper resident Thomas Blake being chased by a pickup truck driven by Jake Grossman Christ, with a passenger, Tyler Knight, in the bed of the truck. As Blake slowed his motorcycle down to take a curve in Bald Hills Road, Grossman Christ hit the back tire, sending both the bike and the truck off the roadway and into the trees. Blake was ejected from the bike and suffered major injuries, and Knight was thrown from the bed of the pickup and suffered major injuries as well. Grossman Christ refused medical treatment at the scene. No arrests have been made, and the incident remains under investigation. Eureka police are investigating the theft of the cash collected during Mass at St. Bernard's Parish in Eureka on Sunday. Stolen checks from the same collection plate have been recovered, and the money had been kept in the sacristy at the church following Mass. Anyone with information is asked to contact Eureka police. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
One morning in March can make a real difference for the future of a high school student. This is Jim Ritter with Humboldt Live, the Arcata High School Career and College Center, and the Decade of Difference Initiative. On the morning of March 12th, we will be coordinating our Job Shadow, which gives students a hands-on, real-life look at what a job or profession involves. Please call me at 839-5114 to sign up to host a student for Job Shadow. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Eureka Police Department is taking steps to work together with the community to keep the city safe. That includes the release of their most wanted list intended to raise awareness regarding suspected criminals and the Traffic Safety Division's announcement that they will utilize Twitter and Facebook to inform motorists where they will conduct speed enforcement. Police Chief Andy Mills visited Talk Shop on Monday and explained the reason he is trying to increase his department's presence on social media.
And if I'm trying to communicate with the community, whether it's older people at community meetings or billboards or whatever the case may be, younger people are going to listen to it through social media. I'm interested in changing people's behavior. And if I can reduce injury collisions by telling them to slow down and then they listen to us and do it, that makes us all the better.
Mills added that revealing enforcement areas will not make it easier to break the law.
I'm sure people are thinking in their minds, well, police are going to tell us every time they're doing enforcement. Well, we may go do enforcement for a few minutes at this location, then shift to a different location, do enforcement there, while people are still thinking that we're here. Now, it's not to be disingenuous. It's that things come up and we have to move.
The program, entitled Operation Safe Tweet, does not prevent other officers from conducting unannounced enforcement efforts in the city. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.